On a hot day in August 2008, Beth George offers a tour of her bakery in Yarmouth. It's in the Sparhawk Mill, a four-story, 19th-century brick building. From the bakery windows, you can see the rushing Royal River. But the river provides more than atmosphere, or, you could say, the river is helping the atmosphere in more ways than one.
We ended up deciding we wanted to, instead of being in an industrial park, which we felt didn't fit the image of the business, that we'd be in an old mill somewhere. So we were looking at mills in different cities. And then we found this mill in Yarmouth. And what really intrigued us here is that the power of this mill is generated by the Royal River. So our footprint baking these bagels is really that of the water power, very little carbon footprint, and the gas that we run the oven, but we don't run the oven that much. And so we love it. And we also have great water views.
The bakery is a large, sunny space with white walls and a lot of stainless steel equipment around. Quite a bit of it provided by Bates when the old commons closed. One of the most interesting pieces of equipment is the bagel maker. It's like a Rube Goldberg machine, a miniature assembly line that slices off hunks of dough and shapes them into bagels. It has needed some tweaking, George explains, because spelt dough has a different consistency from wheat, and it's less predictable.
So what happens is we take the dough from over there and we put it in long tubes onto here.
Okay, so there's a conveyor belt and a long trough on top, and that conveyor belt is heading back toward the right end of the machine where there's a, what is that, a big drum that's going around?
Well, yeah, it's actually an extruder, I was told, and so it squeezes the dough through here, and then you'll see here there's, right here, there are paddles. And those paddles cut the dough.
So the dough comes in over the drum, it comes down, and those paddle things chop it.
Yep. And so it's pretty gentle, actually. Yeah. And then it drops onto the second machine. So this is the cutter divider, and this is the shaper. And the dough drops through here, and this is called a mandrel in here, and out pops a bagel on the other side.
So this conveyor belt kind of curls around a cylinder of form in the middle of this tubular area, and that's how the bagels actually get formed. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we should do school tours.
Yeah. George demonstrates the bagel oven.
We bought a very old oven, which we ended up having to trash. And so I ended up having to buy a brand new oven. The guy who sold it to me, Frank, in New Jersey, I've met him. My three big pieces of equipment are from Frank at Excalibur, and I can call Frank at any point. Get pointers. So this is the oven, and this is called a rotating rack oven. So I'll have this all racked up with bagels or bread or whatever I'm baking that day.
Baking sheets are filled with bagels, loaded into a tall rolling rack, and then the whole works is wheeled into the oven. The oven actually rotates the rack for more even baking.
Shut the door. Now, I'll go ahead and turn on the rack so you can see it. See, and then it rotates it around.
So you said something about boiling them a minute ago. I know that's traditional with bagels. Oh, you steam them in this oven.
Mm-hmm. This oven does the boil for you.
Yeah.
And it cuts down production time by half.
I bet it does.
So it's real, and it's a really nice, and no one in New York does it the old way anymore, or at least maybe some do, but according to Frank, this is the way you do it. I tested out the different types, and you had some people like the boil better, some people like the steam better. I mean, people really like these bagels, and you'll know why in a minute.
Next stop is a walk-in cooler where the day's output is held overnight before baking. It's called retarding the bagels, George explains. Chilling them before baking halts the rising process so the flavors can develop.
This is what we made today.
Wow.
So it looks like these may have risen a little longer than they should have. I don't know.
Yep.
We'll wait and see.
So sesame seeds and what else is on
this? This isn't everything. So it has sesame, poppy, onion, garlic, and salt. This is just a plain sesame. All of our seeds are organic. And then we have some plain ones. They're a little funky in shape.
Yeah.
So, but you know, you can tell they're handmade.
Yeah. Handcrafted.
Handcrafted. Look how great in here.
On such a warm day, the air in the cooler feels good, and the 0 degree temperature in the freezer, where Speltwright keeps its finished stock of bagels and pizza dough, feels even better. And then the tour ends with a taste test.
These aren't everything. You want to try one?
Yeah. The bagel called an Everything Emma, named after George and Kane's eldest child, is made with organic white and whole grain spelt flour, poppy and sesame seeds, garlic, onions, and extra virgin olive oil. It has a gentle, nutty flavor and a consistency that is not mushy, is not tough. It's just right. It's baked right. It's spelt right.